FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
President Obama has declared a state of emergency in parts of America as Hurricane Matthew makes its way along the southeast coast. The storm has killed more than 300 people in Haiti. Around 3 million people in the US have been told to evacuate their homes. Florida's Governor Rick Scott has given this warning.
Are you willing to take a chance to risk your life? Are you willing to take a gamble? That's what you're doing. If you're reluctant to evacuate, just think of all the people this storm has already killed. You and your family could be among these numbers if you don't take this seriously.
KMFM News.
A Swanley man who abused a child over a four-year period has been jailed for more than 6.5 years. Police say Raymond Gray, who used to live in Glendale, subjected his victim to systematic and calculated abuse. The 83-year-old was arrested in August last year. He'll be put on the sex offenders register indefinitely. UKIP interim leader Nigel Farage says he's calling for an investigation into a row between members at the European Parliament. Leadership favourite Stephen Wolf remains in hospital after collapsing and suffering two seizures yesterday. He claims he was punched. A colleague strongly denies that.
KMFM News.
Environmental bosses say they can't rule out a repeat of massive floods along the River Medway in Kent. Hundreds of people in areas including Yalding were forced to leave their homes when the river burst its banks on Christmas Day in 2013. But the Environment Agency has announced it's scrapping several flood protection schemes because they wouldn't be cost effective. Instead, £80 million will be spent better protecting Tunbridge. Barbara Grander from Collier Street says it leaves them at great risk.
Flood water is 3 to 5 feet deep in some of the roads within the parish. It's actually difficult to get your children to school. Businesses have failed. Some have perished. Some are just struggling. It actually affects everybody. So we're all worried.
A child and 14 adults have been found in the back of a freezer lorry at a service station on the M25. The driver stopped at Clackett Lane this morning after hearing loud banging coming from inside his truck. Police say the group have now been detained.
KMFM News.
Parts of the M20 is going to be closed this weekend whilst work's done to widen a bridge. It's happening at Junction 4 for Leybourne, so no cars will be able to go under that section of the motorway between 8 tomorrow night and early Sunday morning. There will also be diversions for drivers using the A228 between Kings Hill and Medway. John Farmer's from Kent Highways.
Hey, the next stage is to actually lift those bridge beams in place, and following that successful operation we can then lay the concrete deck on top of those beams and carry out the carriageway works.
And bus drivers in Medway are threatening to strike over plans to put passengers on board to check on their driving and manners. It's something Arriva Southern Counties have done in other parts of the country for more than 10 years to monitor standards. The Unite Union say they feel they're being spied on though.
KMFM Showbiz.
Filming on Keeping Up with the Kardashians has been put on hold after one of its stars had millions of pounds worth of jewellery stolen. Kim was targeted in a luxury residence in Paris. The E! Network says her well-being is the core focus.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Everton defender Phil Jagielka is out of England's World Cup qualifiers with Malta and Slovenia. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, Jagielka's returned to his club with an injured thigh. No replacement will be called up. Jesse Lingard could make his debut in the Wembley game with Malta tomorrow and might line up alongside Manchester United teammate Wayne Rooney. Rooney was a substitute for United's last two Premier League games, but Lingard says he still has plenty to offer.
I've known Wayne for a long time. You know, like I said, he's very determined to play. You know, he's got a love for the game, you know, which is the right attitude.
Meantime, Gillingham are looking to regain some form as they return to League One action this weekend. The Gills are 12th in the table and play bottom side Oldham at Priestfield. They'll be looking to bounce back from defeats against AFC Wimbledon last weekend and Millwall in the EFL Trophy midweek. Former Aston Villa player Chris Hurd signed for Gillingham on Monday and says he hopes to be part of tomorrow's squad.
Yeah, hopefully. I just wait and see how the obviously the captain picks a team, so just you just train as hard as you can and as well as you can and just prepare right and get your body right.
And in tennis, Andy Murray has won his all-British quarter-final at the China Open. He's beaten Kyle Redmond 7-6, 6-2. The Olympic champion will now face David Ferrer in the semis.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.